Hello, and welcome to week three of our Adventures in Prayer series for Lent. And this week we're talking about listening to the Spirit. I reckon if you ask me one of the most common questions I'm ever asked about prayer when I'm talking to people, when people are seeking to learn more about prayer, go deeper in prayer, it would have to be, how do I listen to God? How do I hear God's voice? I think we know something at least of how to speak to God, but we're often not convinced we're any good at hearing God. And we want to be good at hearing God because we want to feel that if God wanted to say something to us, we would hear what God was saying. So it's an important question. It's a difficult one because sometimes I think we only, I'll make that personal. I can't speak for you, but I think I often only listen to God when I need to know something. You know, when I need information or I need an answer to a question or I need an instruction. God, what do you want me to do? Or what's the right solution in this particular situation? And that kind of only listening for information is a tricky thing, partly because information is one of the most complicated things to take on board. You might know this if you've ever told a young child that you'd like them to do something. Getting them to take on board the piece of information you're wishing to communicate or the instruction you're wishing to give is not easy. It's partly not easy because it's actually built on years of learning to listen to you. I'm really struck that when babies learn language, they first learn the sound of a person's voice. So the first thing they learn is the parent or the caregiver's voice, long before they understand any of the words being said to them. There is a tuning in to the tone of the voice, the timbre, the resonance of the parent's voice, such that they can understand that voice in the middle of a hubbub of all kinds of other sounds. And then, gradually, there is a learning to detect individual words. And eventually, at a certain age, relatively complex information can be passed on by that voice. But it takes a learning process to get there. Now, I wonder if the same is true with God. We go in at the high level. God, I need to know what to do in this situation. And it's quite a complex answer. But actually, we do ourselves good if we practice those baby steps, as it were, if we practice learning to listen to the tone, the resonances of God's voice, then to hear individual words or really simple things before we get onto the more complicated stuff. And not only is it useful to us, but it's an expression of love. I don't think those I love most in my life would be particularly complimented if I only listened to them when I wanted information out of them. The act of listening, of simply allowing somebody's voice to ring in your ears for no other purpose than that you love them. That is high praise and a sign of deep affection and a way to deeper connection. I remember being really struck when I first read The Magician's Nephew, the first in C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia series. Aslan singing creation into being. Singing the world of Narnia into being. And do you know what struck me? I mean, it's an utterly beautiful piece. But thinking to myself, I wish I could hear God sing. Because singing is not listening to words. We get so word bound when it comes to listening to God. I wish I could hear God sing. The sound of God's voice would be astonishing, wouldn't it? It would be all-consuming in a beautiful way. And how do we do that? How do we do that particularly when what we have in front of us very often when we come to the act of listening is the Bible, which is a book of words? How do we go beyond words to hearing? How do we go beyond words to the tone of God's voice? There are a few suggestions in the prayer exercises for this as to what you might do to break free from the words and hear the tone of God's voice. So in a moment, we're going to do an exercise, but let me tell you first that we're going to focus on the tone, the resonance of God's voice first, and then the individual words. We're going to listen for a word. There's a very long passage, which you will have been working your way through if you've done morning prayer in this past week. And it's John chapter 6. And Jesus is saying some very confusing, controversial, difficult things for his disciples to take on board. Indeed, towards the end of it, they largely give up and a bunch of them walk away. And you're left with the 12, and the 12 are still with Jesus and still wanting to know more. And Peter says this. He says, Jesus says, "Do you want to leave as well?" And Peter says, "To whom would we go? You have the words of eternal life." I don't think for a moment that Peter has understood most of what Jesus said, but he's getting the tone of voice. We know and believe. We believe and know. We deeply believe. We trust in, and we know that you are the Holy One of God. He's not understanding the words, the instructions, the information, but he is hearing the resonances of God's voice through Jesus. But the word that Jesus uses in towards the end of that chapter for teaching is the word rhema. My teaching, my words, the word rhema. The word rhema is the now word of God. Logos is the word of God, as in the scripture, and of course the living logos with a capital L, if you like, Jesus, word of God. But rhema is a special word for that which is pertinent and prophetic in this moment. And what we're going to do in this exercise is listen for the tone of God's voice, and then listen for something which is rhema for us in this moment, something which is now, a now word, something that God wants to say to you and to me today in this moment. And because it's where we often begin when we listen to God, we're going to start with a verse from the Bible. So again, we're into words here, but we're going to use Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. You don't need to look them up unless you want to. I will say them to you, and you'll be very familiar with them. I will say them to you, and please feel free just to close your eyes and to listen. And as I say them the first time, would you just listen for the tone? This is God. This describes God. These verses are a description of God. And as you listen, hear, what kind of God is this? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. There is no law against these things. Hear those vibrations again. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. There is no law against these things. We hear those verses as an injunction to ourselves. In their context, that's how Paul is talking of them. But Paul is also describing the God who speaks to us. If you hear a voice within you that is not those things, it is not the voice of God. That's the tone. Soak in that tone. Soak in those vibrations of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Notice where you are troubled by other things than that, by self-criticalness, by judgmentalism, by harshness or a niggling sense of disapproval, perhaps. Those things come, but they are not the voice of God. That doesn't mean that God doesn't challenge us. It doesn't mean that God can't say tough and challenging things to us. But his vocal tone, if you like, is not critical, harsh, disapproving. It is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You see what it's like to soak in those words. But I'm going to say them again now, and I'm going to ask you to allow the Spirit to draw one word out of that list for you today, your Rhema word. And it will be a word, it will be your word because it's what God wants to say to you about God's self. But it will be your word perhaps too because it's what God is inviting you to step more deeply into in the way you live. And so, Holy Spirit, as we have tuned ourselves to the resonances of the character of God, so we ask that you would draw out for us one of these words as a Rhema word for us today. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. There is no law against these things. And so, God, we receive the word that you have given us. Simple, single word. And we ask you to help us to hear it, to receive it, and to live it today. Amen.